Thank you so much. I love the ministry of our choir. I ask you to pray with me, please, now. Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts together be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Did some of you get this book, this little book? Does it look familiar? We shared these with our church congregation the first week in December, so it's okay if you've forgotten by now. It seems like that was a while ago, right? But this little book is called Messages of Hope for Advent and Christmas. If you worshipped with us, you know that Advent is the time leading up to the birth of Christ. Christmas Day, birth of Christ. So now we're after Christmas, but we are still celebrating Christmas, and we have lots of clues, like everything is still here, the white is still here, the tree is still up, but another clue comes in this book. If you've been reading it, the meditations are still going, so that's a good sign. And I was reading this little book, and I've been reading it along, and I always love to know where things come from, so I turn it over, and it says it's printed by Ave Maria Press. And it turns out it's actually written by someone who's a priest. So, all that means this sort of came from the Catholic Church. Now, I do not want you to panic. Remain calm. This does not mean you are going to the Catholic side, okay? But we are all part of the family of Christ. But there are a few little, what I call sort of Catholic things that are different. And one of them is on today's meditation, it tells us that today is the day that we celebrate the Holy Family. And we celebrate our own family. And the scripture today is about family, right? It's about Joseph. And Joseph got the word that it was time to go. And Joseph didn't talk back, didn't say anything. He got up, he packed his family, and he moved. Because Joseph was a man of action, and he was looking out for his family. Now, in our meditation in here, it asks us to pray and to consider that holy family, and also to pray for our own family. It says, it asks us to pray for our family of birth, of origin, and it even adds in here some, no matter how broken they might be. It asks us to pray for our family today, and it also asks us to pray for those with whom we have vital relationships. I call those vital relationships in my world chosen family. So it asks us to meditate and to pray on all of those families. Makes me think about my family. All right, so in my family, we have a lot of sayings. Some of you have heard me repeat many of them. But one of them is family, and family is everything. Now, sometimes we say that real strong and positive. Now, family's family, and family's everything, and there are other times when we change our tone and we go, well, family's family. And family's everything. And I have to confess, when I used to hear that saying in my family, I usually would get a little tense because most of the time it meant there was a challenge coming up. And one of the challenges for my family was my dad's calling. Was about the angel that visited my dad and said, I am calling you to the ministry. And my father was a United Methodist minister. And as part of that ministry, there was one guarantee. He was a United Methodist minister in the state of Virginia. And the guaranteed fact was that we were moving. We were going to move. We were going to move every 4 years like clockwork. Didn't matter. We were moving. The United Methodist Church was based on and founded by John Wesley, who decided that, well, he was a circuit minister, and he decided that ministers traveling and preaching and teaching gave everybody this great new fresh perspective, including the minister, and that's what they were going to do. And so the United Methodist Church in Virginia adopted a 20th century sort of system to do this. So what they did was every church owned a house. It was called a parsonage, and the minister and their family lived in this house. And so if it was your year to go, on the third Thursday in June, you packed up and left your house because somebody was coming in, and you went into another house where somebody had been the day before, the morning before. So we used to say the third Thursday in June in Virginia, you couldn't find a moving truck to save your life. We were all moving around. If it was your turn, if it was your 4 year, you were going. Now, there's a couple things that definitely you could always count on like this. One of them was that my brother and I are going to fight over who gets what room when we move to the new house. It was inevitable. But the other thing that was inevitable was we were going to be welcomed with open arms. There was going to be someone in the driveway to meet us. There was going to be food in the refrigerator. When my dad got in that pulpit on Sunday morning, that church would be full, and every single person was glad we were there. They were hugging us. Well, at least they said they were. But they were hugging us and happy to see us. And it was a beautiful thing, because if you had to move, you went into a community that embraced you. Now, I really don't think that my dad and every other United Methodist minister whose turn it was to go was visited by an angel the night before we all moved and said, "It's time to go." But he had had that calling. He had had that dream, that visitation once. And that had led him to his calling in the ministry and to that denomination. Now, in our scripture today, things got a little more specific with Joseph. The angel came and said, "Get out of town. Get out fast. There's a problem. You have got to take your family and you have got to go." And God said, "Go to Egypt." Now, have you thought about that for a minute? I mean, Egypt. That's where he wanted him to go, Egypt. Just a few generations ago, you might recall a story where a guy named Moses was working really hard to get the Jewish people out of Egypt. They were slaves. They weren't being treated well. We had to call on plagues. We eventually had to open up the whole Red Sea to get those people out of there. So why would God have said to go to Egypt? Well, Egypt is an empire. And by this point, generations later, Egypt has incorporated a lot of different countries and thoughts and beliefs. And it turns out when Joseph took his family to Egypt, he was actually taking his family to a community of worship. There were Jewish families living there and worshiping their God and living as citizens of the Egyptian empire. So Joseph could take his family to a place where they were welcomed, where they were embraced, where they could feel at home. But according to the holy plan, he certainly couldn't stay there. He and his family could not stay there. So he got another dream. And the dream said, "I want you to head on back to Israel." So Joseph, no questions. We do not hear Joseph arguing at all. Man of action. He gets his family, he packs them up, and he starts moving them back. Well, on the way back, there's some bad news. It's really not a good time to go all the way back to where you were. But thanks to angelic GPS, we're going to send you to Nazareth. So they go to Nazareth as a family. Now, Nazareth we know is a Jewish community, so you're going to be welcomed into that family of faith. And the other good news is Nazareth is where Joseph and Mary were born. So they probably also have birth family there as well as church family there. So they went back to Nazareth, and they stayed in Nazareth, and Nazareth is where they raised their family. That's where Jesus, in the arms of family, of faith, and immediate family, was able to learn and to grow. That's a beautiful thing. That's family. Guess what? You're a member of the family. You are part of this family. I know you knew it before today, but I'm just going to tell you again. Welcome to the family. You are part of the family. You are going to stay part of the family. You're here. Even if you have those little nagging doubts in the back of your mind, maybe about this man who came and preached and died and rose from the dead and how all of that could work. He did die for you. It doesn't matter if you believe it. Even if you have that little feeling in your heart that you're not worth the good in this world, you are. And your family is here to tell you about it. Now, families are not always easy, are they? Family can be a little annoying. Family can have squabbles over who gets the best room in the house. But families are together, and families pitch in, and families do it together. And that's what we do, and that's what it's our time to do. It is our time to be a family. It is our time, like Joseph stepped up. He stepped up for his family, and it is our time to step up for our family. And so what are we doing for our family? We came, we're here. That's good news. And maybe today we just need to be here. Maybe today we just need to feel that embrace and be nourished. But it's not enough every day, is it? It's time to be a part of the family, and being a part of the family means pulling your weight. You've got to pull your weight. I want you to think of what you can do for your family, what you've already done for your family and maybe could keep doing for your family, but it's time to do for your family. In this particular family, you could come a little early, sing in the choir, go to our Sunday morning Bible study, bring your children a little early, send them to our youth and children's Bible ministry. There are so many things that you can do. Stay after today and help collect all the communion cups that might be in the pews and make sure the bulletins are gone. The bulletins outside, put your bulletin in the recycle box. It's right at the back of the church. That's helping. That's helping the world. That's being a part of the family. Help clean up. Help set up. You know, we just heard about all these great lists where you can sign up and where they are. And if you've never signed up from anything, I know when I was new here, it was a little intimidating. It was like all these people, like Amy and Carol back there, working the soundboard, and they know what they're doing. And I know they know what they're doing, so could they possibly need some help? Well, yeah. And if you want to know about it, and if you have a question about it, ask if you can help. Just because you think someone has always done something doesn't mean they're the only person who should be doing it. Pitch in. Love your family. Feel the support of your family. Ask your family for help. And I don't know if you know a few people like this in your family, but once they hear that call, they hear, okay, we need you to help. They start doing it all. Don't do it all. You don't have to. You don't have to feel that pressure. You want just as much for to get it done as do it yourself. We are part of a family, the family of Christ. We don't do it all ourselves. Even Jesus didn't do it all himself. Right? But take a step, take a chance, step up, love your family, be a part of your family, because family is family, and family is everything, always. Amen.